Let's head now, though, to Rome, and around 60 world leaders are attending the World Summit on Food Security in Rome and have vowed to take urgent action to combat global food shortages. But already the meeting is being dismissed as another talk fest. The leaders are not promising more money to deal with the hunger that afflicts a billion of the world's people. And as Barney Porter reports, the leaders of some of the world's wealthiest countries are not even attending the summit.
The summit was opened by the UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, and he got straight down to business.
The food crisis of today is a wake-up call for tomorrow. By 2050, our planet may be the home to 9.1 billion people, over 2 billion more than today.
If that happens, he says, we'll need to grow 70% more food at a time when weather is becoming more extreme and more unpredictable. He's called for a more coordinated approach to the problem to build trust, saying the poorest people in the world are in a vicious cycle that threatens millions of lives.
We must ensure safety nets for those who cannot afford food. We must transform agricultural development, markets, and how food is distributed.
Even the Pope had a say.
Hunger is the most cruel and concrete sign of poverty. Opulence and waste are no longer acceptable when the tragedy of hunger is assuming ever greater proportions.
Josette Sheeran is the executive director of the World Food Programme.
The world has to come together not only to reach the hungry, but to make sure we're producing enough food. So I think now most of the leaders of the world have declared this to be on the top of the agenda, but it is the time for action.
And that's what they've promised to do. In 2000, the United Nations set a target of halving world hunger by 2015 and ending it by 2025. The declaration issued on the first day of this three-day meeting has vowed urgent action to combat a problem affecting more than 1 billion people. It outlines five principles, including direct action to help the most vulnerable. The document calls on wealthy nations to honour pledges made at a Group of Eight gathering last July of $20 billion in aid over the next 3 years. But so far, there are no new financial commitments from this summit or new targets. That's angered Jacques Diouf, the head of the UN's food agency, the Food and Agriculture Organization.
I'm satisfied by what they have achieved positively. I'm not satisfied with the fact that if we set a target, we have to get it quantified.
And while everyone agrees there's a problem, the solution is harder to settle on. FAO Professor Paul Munro-Foer says the answer to end world hunger is more investment in capital, labour and technology to improve food production.
Money tends to come from a whole range of sources. Individual farmers and their families, money can come domestically or it can come from international sources. But I think that the concern at the summit is that the levels of investment are inadequate to underpin the growth in production that's required to feed the world population.
But it's not that simple. Activists holding a forum in parallel to the UN summit have criticised multinational food companies for buying up farmland in developing countries. Henry Saraghi is the coordinator of La Via Campesina, an international advocacy group for small farmers.
Many our land has grabbing by the transnational corporations. They grow the palm oil and they grow the maize. Yeah? It is not to the people, but to the car, the export orientation.
The agricultural rights group Grain says the UN summit broached the issue of land grabs, but without proposing viable solutions. Australia channels money through the FAO and recently committed $464 million over 4 years. Kelly Dent is from Oxfam Australia.
There needs to be more done to ensure that this money does get to small farmers in particular, and also to ensure that our food aid system is better coordinated, there's better monitoring, there's increased money to agricultural aid and areas.
How do we achieve that?
A better multilateral food system where we see better coordination amongst UN agencies, better targeting of where that aid's going, and better monitoring to make sure that that aid is actually going where it's needed.
That's Kelly Dent from Oxfam Australia speaking to Barney Porter.